The views, information, or opinions expressed during Angel Answers with Amy Toys series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily are the opinions of those of the host, BBS Radio, and its affiliates and its producers. The show, its host, BBS Radio, and affiliates and its producers are not responsible and does not verify the accuracy of any of the information contained in the series. The primary purpose of this series is to educate and inform. This series does not constitute medical, legal, or other professional advice or services. The series is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any portion of this series may not be copied, reproduced, or edited without written consent by the host or its producer. And welcome to Angel Answers. I am your host, Amy Toy. Today we have, I have an awesome show. This guy is phenomenal. He has invented, or he's using a technology, I should say, that has been around since Tesla. And his name is Tom Palladino. And Tom, welcome to the show. How are you today? How's it going?
Everything is fine. Amy, great to hear your voice again. Once again, hello.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on today. And Tom, you are going to explain to us, we're going to be talking about a lot of topics on a little bit, it's called scalar energy. Well, first of all, though, before we go into this awesome energy work, healing modality, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into this? What's your background? And what does scalar energy, what does it do for everyone?
Okay, I am a scalar energy researcher. And to start with, we'll define our term. Scalar energy really is sunlight or starlight. I'm working with a unique form of energy. It's not electricity. And I've essentially devoted a career to studying scalar energy. I think I'm very successful in so doing. And with scalar energy, I can achieve with this energy what is impossible or very difficult to achieve with electricity. So in a nutshell, I'm working with sunlight, starlight. I've developed instruments that control scalar energy. And in so doing, what we can do as we harness scalar energy, what we can do, what we can achieve with scalar energy is really unparalleled. You cannot achieve these functions as you could with electricity. So scalar energy is a new and upcoming technology that is really going to serve to change the world for the better.
And scalar energy, actually, where did it originate?
I would say God is the creator of scalar energy. The stars, our sun of our solar system are the points of origin. It's all around us. We simply today have not quite grasped the fact that there's two spectrums. There is an electromagnetic spectrum. Electricity and magnetism are indeed true and valid. But there's an other energy spectrum. There's another dimension, which is scalar energy. And to put it into perspective, a lot of people would call scalar energy, say, chi or zero-point energy or maybe ether energy. There is another energy. So we're going to isolate and concentrate this topic upon that other energy, scalar energy.
Okay. And before we go any further, you have an offer that we can't refuse here, which is a 15-day treatment for people who want to try this spectacular energy. Where can we find this information, Tom? What is the offer that you have before we go any further?
Sure. I offer free scalar energy treatments to anybody in the world. Now, with scalar energy, I can treat anybody in the world by way of their photograph. That is, if you were to email me your photograph, I could send you scalar energy, and in so doing, we would be able to improve your health. So our free offering is by way of a website. If you have a piece of paper and pen, please write this down. Our website for the free treatments are scalar energy treatments. The website is creativestrength.us. I'll repeat that website, www.creativestrength.us. Just as it sounds, C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E, strength, S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H, .us. Now, visit that website and upload a photograph of yourself, any part of your skin. That is, when I'm treating people with scalar energy, I treat people by way of their photograph. If you will, a photograph works like a cell phone. If two cell phones can communicate with one another and send signals back and forth, I can likewise communicate with you by way of your photograph. So all you need to do is upload your photograph for the scalar energy treatments. Again, our website is creativestrength.us. Simply upload, email us a photograph, some photograph of your skin. I will treat you for free for 15 days. And during those 15 days, I perform three protocols. They are the ability to break apart germs, the ability to balance your seven chakras, and then the ability to assemble, to construct micronutrients inside your body. So for 15 days, you will receive those three protocols, and in many ways, your health will improve, in some cases, quite significantly, depending on your present medical condition, on your present constitution. So again, the website is creativestrength.us. Anybody in the world can sign up for free, no obligation. Simply upload your photograph and I do the rest. I send you healing energy by way of your photograph.
Wow, Tom. And is there any lifestyle changes people need to do participating in this program?
No. See, that's the beauty, Amy. You don't have to do a thing. I do all the work. You simply send me your photograph. You don't have to change your diet. You don't have to change your exercise routine. You don't have to change anything. I do all the work by way of scalar energy treatment, so you don't have to change a thing.
Wow, that's phenomenal, because, you know, sometimes you have to go on a diet. You have to eliminate, maybe you have to eliminate this. You can't do that. So, wow, that's great. Scalar energy. I mean, that's amazing. That's totally amazing.
It's a game changer. The way I look at it, Amy, if all we need is a person's photograph to send a broadcast of energy to, say, destroy a virus in their body or to destroy a bacterium, and with that, we can return them to sound health. And they don't even have to leave their home. They simply can email a photograph to us. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the healing that people want. It's simple. It's painless. It's straightforward. All you need to do is email a photograph. Again, a scalar energy instrument can work like a cell phone. If a cell phone can send a signal to another cell phone, well, likewise, I can send you a signal by way of your photograph. So this is the healing of the future that we're waiting for. Again, Amy, I thank you for stepping out and for presenting this groundbreaking research of mine. And together we're going to change the world. I'm convinced of that.
Well, I'm totally believe in healing energy. I work in different modalities. So this is just another modality for people to utilize. They may not like what I do, but maybe scalar energy would be good for other people, you know, and I'm open to that. And that's what I love about this. It's like, it's very simple. And, you know, it's very different, but it's very, it's been around, but like with Nikola Tesla, right? He had this kind of energy. Did he invent it? Okay. Yeah.
That's correct. Nikola Tesla, many of you are familiar with Nikola Tesla. Tesla essentially ushered in AC electricity. He was really the founding father of alternating current electricity.
Okay.
And later in his life, Tesla discovered and started to work with scalar energy. So I could probably say that Tesla also ushered in scalar energy research. But he was never able to complete that work. So today we're in many ways following in the footsteps of Nikola Tesla. Some people go as far as to call this Tesla energy, which is fine by me.
Uh-huh.
It's fine by me to give him credit. Tesla saw the merit of scalar energy. I firmly believe that later in his career that Tesla preferred scalar energy as to that of AC electricity, to the point that in the latter part of his career, most of his inventions were scalar energy instruments. He was no longer experimenting broadly with AC electricity. So this is what I've observed. Anyway, if that indeed is true and accurate, it shows the preference of this great mind, this great genius, that he saw that there was probably much greater promise with scalar energy as opposed to that of electricity. Just a footnote, if you will, at the current moment. But nonetheless, I would concur. Scalar energy will change the world. Scalar energy is a far, far superior energy to that of electromagnetic energy. mm-hmm. and if you will, it's a tool. Everything that we do in life is a tool. Well, mm-hmm. technology is a tool. And then it really just boils down to what tool is more efficient? What tool can produce a work function that another tool cannot? Well, mm-hmm. It's my proclivity to say that scalar energy is that par excellence tool, and with that, we're going to see that we will advance, society will advance significantly with the incorporation of this energy, scalar energy.
Definitely. And, you know, what's the difference between scalar energy and electromagnetic energy?
Scalar energy, if you look at its composition, it's a double helix. It looks like okay. two corkscrews intertwined. And that's a perfect energy. It has perfect coherence. It doesn't break down. It really doesn't experience any type of decay or degradation. It's perfect mm-hmm. perpetual energy. Now, mm-hmm. electricity and magnetism are literally the derivative of that double helix. In other words, all energy initiates as a double helix, as scalar energy. It's a scalar wave.
Mm-hmm.
And then in many environments, scalar energy degrades or converts into electricity and magnetism, whereby one of the helix will convert into electricity and the other helix will convert into magnetism. So, if you will, electricity and magnetism are simply derivatives. They're the converted form of scalar energy. All stars initiate energy as scalar energy. And therefrom, mm-hmm. in many environments, scalar energy will degrade into an imperfect energy, which is electricity and magnetism.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. It's a very simple technology, but yet we don't utilize it enough, right? At least in my opinion.
We don't. We really have missed the boat here. Tesla saw it. I see it. Mm-hmm. You see it, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. It's a technology that's going to catapult mankind forward.
Exactly. Let's do a little science 101 here. What are pathogens? I mean, let's break it down for some people, because I'm sure people have heard these terms, Tom, but I'd like to break it down for people, because I didn't know what a pathogen was until I was really talking to you. I mean, I was familiar with it, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay, it's very simple. A pathogen is a germ, such as mm-hmm. a bacterium, a virus, a parasite. Mm-hmm. So what I've done with these scalar energy instruments, I have modulated the instruments so that I can easily break apart a virus. I can easily break apart mm-hmm. a bacterium. For instance, just this week, somebody submitted a diagnostic test that showed that we have destroyed the Epstein-Barr virus. Mm. Last week, somebody presented a diagnostic test showing that they didn't have any viral load for herpes. We're able to break apart the herpes virus. Last month, somebody provided diagnostic tests to show that they had no viral load for the HIV virus. Scalar energy breaks down the molecular code, the molecular bonds of the HIV virus. So what I'm saying in a nutshell is scalar energy breaks apart germs. It breaks apart viruses. If you can break mm-hmm. apart a virus, the virus ceases to exist, and ultimately you're going to be cured of that viral infection.
Which is amazing, because back in the day when AIDS came out, and I think we've talked about this, it was such a scary thing, a viral infection. Now we have antiviral medications, antibiotics, and then I heard on the news yesterday that people are becoming antibiotic resistant. Like
yeah.
we can have these super viruses. So don't you think scalar energy is safer than using some of the drugs that the pharmaceuticals
yeah.
places
yeah.
and doctors use? I mean,
yeah.
that's
many
scary
of these
to
microbes,
me.
Many of these germs are adapting, and they're developing some type of resistance to drugs. And this has been proven, and I believe this will accelerate in the future, because antibiotics are being given rather broadly throughout the world.
Right.
So as germs become drug resistant, we need a new approach. And I would say that mm-hmm. scalar energy is one of those new approaches. Scalar energy will mm-hmm. break apart a germ. Scalar energy will destroy yeah. a germ.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, scalar energy will be the answer for mm-hmm. many cases in which certain germs have become drug resistant. Plainly stated, some pharmaceutical drugs no longer work effectively to break down, to eliminate certain types of bacteria. And in so doing, people now need a new approach. We need a new approach in which we can eradicate germs.
Mm-hmm. So, Tom, there's two ways people can take advantage of this special offer that you've been talking about, the 15-day of free treatments. First, they can call you. They can call 805-364-3051, or they can go and upload a photo to creativestrength.us. That's creativestrength.us, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And the reason we're doing that is we realize that this is new, it's different, it's groundbreaking, so we have to educate people, and we have to take this one step at a time. And I think it's really pertinent to offer people 15 days of free treatments so that they can get their feet wet, so they can become accustomed to this type of energy healing. Mm-hmm. And once the world quite understands what we're trying to achieve, and the world will rather mm-hmm. soon, the world will finally come to grasp that there is a different approach to the world. There's a new technology, scalar energy, which is a technology that is far superior to that of electricity. Imagine in the future we're going to be using scalar energy to power our homes. We will not be using electricity. And that this new way of living, I am trying to introduce this in a very convenient way by way of that website, creativestrength.us, in which I'm offering free treatments. So if you will, this should be an easy, casual way of introducing this energy. It's obviously non-threatening. Anybody mm-hmm. can upload their photograph, and mm-hmm. you will see an improvement in your health. As I treat you with scalar energy over the next 15 days, I offer 15 days of free treatments. Well, in so doing, your health is going to improve. You don't do anything. I do everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That sounds good to me. especially since I'm lazy sometimes, Tom. I don't want to do anything.
I've heard that before, by the way.
Have you? Okay, good. I'm glad somebody has.
You're not the first person who's told me that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. But I get it. And, you know, what's amazing, like I said, you break down viruses. Like I said, you know, let's talk about the herpes virus. You had a case in Africa that you sent a while back to me about the amazing results you had with this one particular party. Can you describe that?
Sure, sure. We're working with people around the world. And again, all I need is a photograph of a person in order to treat them with scalar energy. Imagine scalar energy works like a satellite. If a satellite can send a signal to anybody in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in North America, well, likewise, my instrument can send a signal to anybody in the world. And I have people from Africa sending us photographs, especially photographs of people who are HIV positive. Now, the greatest number of people who are HIV positive live in sub-Saharan Africa. And we've been treating people for the past 2 to 3 years in Africa and having great results. And what Amy is speaking of, we now have diagnostic tests from Africa that prove we're destroying the HIV virus. We have so many people, thousands of people that we've treated from Africa. And again, we're doing this with scalar energy, a scalar energy instrument that can work and send a signal to anybody in the world. And the diagnostic tests from Africa are showing that people no longer have any viral load. What Amy is mentioning, there was a woman who had HIV infection for at least 25 years. And after we treated her with scalar energy, she feels better. Most importantly, her health, she's recovered her health. She's gained weight. Now, subsequent diagnostic tests that this woman mm-hmm. has taken prove that there's no longer any viral load. Her CD4 count, which is a marker for immunity, her CD4 mm-hmm. count has gone up significantly. She's gained weight. And the testing that she's taken, it's known as a polymerase chain reaction test, or it's a DNA test, what some people say. Mm-hmm. That test shows no viral load. We cannot detect any genetic material of the HIV virus. So in a word, it's a cure. Mm-hmm. This scalar energy is going to prove to be the cure for HIV infection.
Which, yeah, and I mean, I feel like the pharmaceutical companies and doctors have thought, well, we've got it down. You know, they used to take all these, medicines, medications, and now they think they've got it down to two or three, I think. But scalar energy, that eliminates it altogether, which is awesome. Yeah. And herpes, I mean, herpes is something that used to fear, too. You know, how's that? How have you had success with the herpes virus?
I have to underscore this. When I am working with energy, you have to keep in mind energy is fundamental. That is, energy does what you tell it to do. You can control matter with energy. And what I've seen with scalar energy, it actually is responsible for holding together the molecular bonds or the chemical bonds of germs, of microbes. So whether it's the HIV virus or the herpes virus, what I've devised with my instrument is a process in which I can negate the molecular bonds of the HIV virus. I can negate the molecular bonds of the herpes virus. And quite frankly, the HIV virus or the herpes virus literally falls apart. It ceases to exist. You're taking that molecular code, that molecular structure, and you're telling that germ, in this case either the herpes virus or the HIV virus, to literally break down, to lose its geometry. You're reducing it to a state of chaos. And when you reduce the genetic code to a state of chaos, it can no longer function. It's no longer a viable, functioning virus. So we do that routinely with the herpes virus, and in so doing, the herpes virus falls apart. It disassembles. Well, not too long after that, people tell us that they no longer have the symptoms of herpes, or at least the symptoms of herpes are beginning to diminish. And over time, many people no longer report any symptomology associated with the herpes virus. So again, this is the simplicity, yet it shows the consummate, the direct control that we have over a virus. Scalar energy allows us to break down the molecular geometry of a virus. That virus then ceases to exist, and hence you have removed the causative agent of disease.
What happens when it breaks down? Where does it go? When it disassembles, where does it go? The body eliminates it?
Exactly. What I've seen with most people, they tell me there's a process of elimination. Some people have told me that they can actually feel some type of purging in their body, in which waste products from a germ, from a bacterium or a virus, or a parasite are actually eliminated. Some people say they even have a bowel movement in which they can detect in some measure that these are waste products or at least the leftover fragments of a microorganism. So that's the beauty of it. Again, it's a simple, straightforward process. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to change your lifestyle. You simply send me a photograph. And in so doing, I break apart, I disassemble the germs in your body. And in the course of time, usually within 2 to 3 weeks, you'll feel the difference. You will feel better. You are essentially going to have a terrain that is germ-free, that is pathogen-free.
Interesting. Very interesting. And I just want to talk a little bit about the diversity of scalar energy for just a bit. You had talked about what are other things that scalar energy can do for us? Like, what about weight loss?
We are working now with a weight loss program. I call it fat metabolism, in which I'm able to assemble certain hormones and enzymes inside the body. And in so doing, when we're assembling hormones inside the body, we see that the body will now be able to metabolize fat. And in so doing, such as lipase. If I can assemble lipase in the body, and I can, we're able to see a breakdown, a metabolism of fat, or say the ability to assemble adiponectin in the body. Okay, these two chemicals abet, if you will, metabolism of fat. And in so doing, I can't give you this across the board, but many people tell me that they can see a difference and that they do indeed metabolize fat, break down fat much easier when they're on this fat metabolism program that I've developed. So all of that in kind, once again, points to what scalar energy can do. Scalar energy allows me to assemble hormones and enzymes. For instance, I have a female hormone therapy in which I can actually assemble female hormones inside the human body. And in so doing, let's say I can assemble pregnenolone or progesterone inside the body. Mm-hmm. Most women feel better. Mm-hmm. By virtue of the fact that I'm providing the woman the hormones that they need for proper function, many women tell me that this program, the female hormone therapy, has served to improve their health, some of them immeasurably, to the point mm-hmm. that they no longer have hot flashes, or they're able to sleep a more meaningful sleep at night, or they're less irritable. Mm-hmm. Well, if we have a deficiency of hormones, that obviously is going to affect your mood. And in so doing, our ability to assemble female hormones inside the body does indeed have a profound effect upon many women, especially women who are postmenopausal. Mm-hmm. It has a profound effect, a profound impact upon them. So once again, all of this points to this new world, this new way of living. If scalar energy can assemble a nutrient or hormone, a vitamin, well, we're going to see the benefits to be derived from those that type of therapy. The ability with light, with energy, to mm-hmm. assemble certain types of micronutrients so that we don't necessarily have to swallow a pill mm-hmm. or take a drug. We simply assemble nutrients by way of energy, by way of light. Quite, mm-hmm. quite promising, quite fascinating, and quite real. This is happening on a daily basis in my laboratory.
That's amazing, because I remember when my dad was sick and all the medications he was on, you know, and taking all these pills, and then you take one pill and you have another side effect. You take a pill, you know, it's like you're taking side effects from pills and everything, which drives me nuts. But, you know, I just remember you saying that, you know, that you were offering this 15-day free program of 15-day treatments, right? And how can people take advantage of that, Tom? Because like you said, we can do weight loss. We can do breaking down of germs. We can digging down of viruses.
Sure. I would suggest if people really want to get into it, my regular website is selfhealgo.com. I'll spell that. Mm-hmm. Selfhealgo, SelfHealGo.com. Selfhealgo.com. I've written at least 250, 300 articles about the scalar energy processes. So if you really want to become a student of scalar energy, at least what I'm doing, visit the website mm-hmm. selfhealgo.com. And with that, if this really resonates with you, then I would suggest call me. I'd be happy to speak to you, especially if you see the promise and the merit of scalar energy. I really, again, I'm trying to reach out to the world. That's the point of this radio broadcast. My mm-hmm. phone number, area code 805-364-3051. The intent of our conversation today is to crystallize your interest. And if in so doing, if you see the merit of this and you see how scalar energy can improve our lifestyle, again, we're always looking for an improvement. We're always mm-hmm. trying to better our lot in life. If this resonates with you, call me. I'll speak to you. I'd be happy to.
Exactly. And like, you know, I'm coming out with questions here because I know you can do so many things from acne to Zika. You know, I know you could do all that stuff. So that's why there's so many things in between. And that's why I'm asking you, because some people are like, well, Tom, I want to lose those, you know, 50 pounds. Or maybe I have the herpes virus and I don't want to tell anybody. How do I break it down? There's so many things that scalar energy can do, that it's good to educate the public, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Thank you. Thank you. Let me put this in perspective for our listening mm-hmm. audience. I've perfected this technique to the point that I can now identify over 400,000 species of germs.
Wow.
And destroy those germs. Imagine that. Over 400,000 species of viruses, mold, bacteria, parasites, etc. And in so doing, I'm able to break down the molecular geometry of those 400,000 different species of germs. And in so doing, people will be cured of those infections. Now, this once again, is a game changer. This is a simple way of eradicating germs. And as Amy mentioned, we don't have to do this with a drug, in which there are side effects with some drugs. Mm-hmm. We do this in a painless fashion, in a straightforward fashion, and we do it by way of light. And to further that matter, scalar energy works by way of your photograph. You don't have to visit a laboratory, so to speak. You simply upload your photograph at creativestrength.us, and we will be able to treat you by way of your photograph.
Wow. So anybody, you had mentioned Africa, even Australia, Antarctica, anywhere around the world, Tom?
Anywhere in the world. There's no limitation to scalar energy. That's the beauty of it.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, Tom, how does a photograph help you treat people, though?
A photograph is like a fingerprint. If everybody has a fingerprint, and a fingerprint is unique to your person, well, a photograph is essentially your light, your energy fingerprint. So if I can identify a person by way of their fingerprint or their DNA, because everybody's distinct, no two people are identical. When I have a person's photograph, I have captured on their photograph their light signature or their light harmonic or their light identification. And hence, all I need to do in order to send you beneficial energy is by way of your photograph. So to give you an analogy, if I can reach you and find you by way of your cell phone, obviously a cell phone is carried on your person. It's a portable mobile device. And I can identify you and send you a signal by way of your photograph, by way of your phone number, then likewise, with scalar energy, I can identify you just like I can identify you by way of your cell phone number. And if I can send a signal to your cell phone, then I also can send you a signal by way of scalar energy by way of your photograph. So with that in mind, there's no impediment with scalar energy. No matter where you live in the world, we can identify you, find you, send you a signal, and break apart the germs in your body, all by way of your photograph.
Wow, that's amazing, Tom. So nobody really has to go to you, visit you. They just upload their photograph at creativestrength.us, C-R-A-T-I-V-E, strength, S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H.us. That's amazing.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, it is. And I'll further that matter. The instruments are so strong, and the calibration has been perfected to the point we can probably treat 5 million people a day with these instruments. There really is no limit to scalar energy. Again, imagine this incredible satellite ability of scalar energy to send signals anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. Well, we can do that. And many times people will send me group photographs. Sometimes from Africa, I'll receive a group photograph of 200, 300, 400 people at a time. Well, if we simply multiply that, and if the world starts to participate with this, we could easily start treating 100,000 people a day. And I've calibrated my instruments to the point that I'll go on record, I could easily treat 5 million people a day by way of their photograph. Now, imagine that, to be able to treat 5 million people around the world, to send beneficial scalar energy to them anywhere in the world, no matter where they live, all by way of their photograph. So if this is the first time that you've heard about scalar energy, it will not be the last. We're going to change the world with scalar energy. So again, Amy, I thank you for being the trailblazer. Thank you for taking up the baton and with running with the baton, so to speak.
Well, I've seen a lot of things in my lifetime. Like I said, my father was sick for 2 years and taking all, like, I counted 22 medications at one point. And, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be something else. You know, what are some other things scalar energy can treat? What about autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus? What has your success been with that?
I don't have the immediate means to control or cure an autoimmune disease. This is what I can do that's at least favorable to an autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. Many people who have an autoimmune disease, why are we having this overexpression of antibodies? Well, in many cases, we have this overexpression of antibodies because there's so many germs in the body. And the antibodies then are marshaled to fight against not only the germs, but the antibodies start to attack healthy tissue. So how can I help people with autoimmune disease? if I can remove the pathogens, the germs in the body, mm-hmm. then the antibodies are no longer in that excited state because mm-hmm. they're no longer trying to eliminate viruses, bacteria, etc. from the body. So by mm-hmm. virtue of the fact, if I can eliminate the pathogens in the body, I can some way subdue the antibody response. And by subduing that antibody response, I can also subdue the deleterious side effects that we have by way of autoimmunity. Mm-hmm. Simply stated, I try to curb the overexpression of antibodies. And I can do that by virtue of the fact that I can eliminate so many of the germs in the body that in many cases occasion the mm-hmm. the overproduction of antibodies. So in many ways, it's not a direct way of addressing
right.
autoimmune disease, but it's an indirect way by eliminating the pathogen that could have been the trigger for
right.
an autoimmune response.
Right. Like I've told you before, I have a sister that has rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis, and now she's got
yes.
lupus. So it's kind of like where she has all these things going on. So like I said, I've been surrounded by people with this stuff. Thank God I haven't, you know, had that, but I've gotten into healing, you know, exploring healing energies like scalar energy, which sounds like a great way to help curb, you know, her pain, you know.
Yes, yes. And let me add something. Many people that have multiple sclerosis, this has been proven now through scientific discovery, many mm-hmm. viruses compromise the nerves of the body. Many viruses will attack our nerves. Even the myelin sheath, the covering of our nerves. So
mm-hmm.
many, mm-hmm. it's been associated, multiple sclerosis, at least in part, can be associated with a viral attack on our nerves, specifically
mm-hmm.
the myelin sheath. Now, I've been able to help some people with neurodegenerative diseases simply by virtue of the fact that I can eliminate the viruses that are attacking our nerves in the first place. Remember, you always have to go after the cause. I don't treat
right.
the symptoms, I go after the cause.
Right.
And in many cases, many of these diseases that are neurodegenerative, they can be traced back directly to a pathogen, a parasite, a virus that's attacking the nerves. So again, it's expedient. You have to go after the causative agent. And for
mm-hmm.
many diseases, including multiple sclerosis, part of the problem is that viruses attack our nerves, and in so doing, eventually you're going to have a neurological disorder.
Right. Yeah, I think it's, I believe there's lesions on the spinal cord or something. That's how she was diagnosed. I can't remember. It's been such a long time. But she takes these medications. She has the injectables. So, I mean, she's living with it, but I don't know how she does it. I really don't. I really, really don't. Anyway, what is the future of scalar energy, and how do you think, what is the future of it, and how do you think it's going to change our world for the better?
Let's use this as a marker. Whatever
mm-hmm.
we can do with scalar energy, it will eventually replace that of electricity. That is, our current world that we're using electricity, well, it will be replaced with scalar energy. And in so doing, scalar energy is a much less expensive energy to use. It's
mm-hmm.
much safer, and it has greater application, broader application. So the world as we see it now that we're using electricity, scalar energy will replace our electrical grid.
Oh,
and where
okay.
are we going with this? Eventually,
mm-hmm.
scalar energy. Now remember, the power plant for scalar energy is the sun of our solar system
mm-hmm.
and the stars of the universe. So that we don't have to create a power plant, Amy. The power
mm-hmm.
plant exists. It's called our universe.
Mm-hmm.
The infinite number of stars are the power plant for scalar energy. So we
mm-hmm.
will not have to generate power. We'll simply have to learn how to control scalar power.
Mm-hmm.
So we no longer have to issue this issue of scarcity. That is,
mm-hmm.
there is no scarcity of scalar energy. It abounds. It's the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So scalar
right.
energy will essentially is the free energy, and then in the application it will be rather inexpensive energy. There's still some cost to it. So what am I saying? Scalar energy someday, and hopefully soon, will be the answer to our energy crisis. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, scalar energy is infinite in supply. There is no scarcity. Number two, scalar energy presents its own to have a grid system. You don't have to create substations, power stations, wires, etc. Scalar energy is immediately accessible anywhere on the planet. You don't need a relay station or a substation. It's everywhere. So not only is scalar energy infinite in supply, it can be readily delivered anywhere in the world without any type of expensive grid system. So with all of that in mind, scalar energy is the dream energy, infinite in supply and readily accessible anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and people can take advantage of scalar energy right now. We don't have to wait for the future. They can, you know, take the 15-day of free treatments. They can go to creativestrength.us and upload a photo and take advantage of this groundbreaking energy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And all of you are going to be part of this movement. Where Nikola Tesla left off over 50 years ago, we can now take up that baton, so to speak, and we can run with it. Scalar energy is that new technology that will change the world. We've seen what technology has done. I mean, look where we've come in just the past 50, 100 years. Well, scalar energy is the next best thing. And scalar energy, in my estimation, I've said this many times, without reservation, scalar energy will have a more profound effect upon mankind than that of the computer. Now, imagine the world with computers and without computers. And look what computers have done to catapult society forward. Computers are good. I'm saying that scalar energy will have a more profound impact upon mankind than that of the computer.
Wow. Yeah, scalar energy, it's amazing how it's just a basic technology that now we're utilizing it. I think, you know, in our society today, we're going back to the basics. And I think scalar energy is one of them.
I think you're right. That's accurate. Thank you, Amy. That's accurate.
Yeah, because we've overcomplicated, we've messed it up, now we've got to go back to the basics. And I think that's what we need to do because, I mean, for people to utilize this energy, though, they really need to get their photo uploaded at creativestrength.us and take advantage of your 15-day of free treatments. That would be the best way to tap into this groundbreaking energy.
Yeah. And this is just the beginning. In the future, I hope to be able to invent instruments that power our homes. Well, I have to wait for God to give me that wisdom, and that day indeed is coming. But this is my initial foray into the world, if you will. And my initial introduction is to treat the world. If I have to, I'll treat everybody in the world free of charge. And that's why we're offering the 15-day free program. No holds barred, no obligation. Send in your photograph to creativestrength.us. We treat you for free for 15 days. All we need is your photograph. It doesn't matter the age of the photograph. As long as the photograph is that of yourself, some part of your skin needs to be photographed, that's all. And in so doing, you'll receive free treatments for 15 days.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, Tom, we've talked about the physical. Let's go a little bit into the mental. You have a program for addictions, correct, on helping people with addictions? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. Our addiction therapy is really upon two pillars. What I'm able to do with scalar energy is take the energy and break down the chemical bonds of certain drugs, such as cocaine or marijuana or heroin. So, again, scalar energy allows us to control the molecular bonds of matter. And I have found that with scalar energy, we can break down the molecular bonds of drugs, even of alcohol. Now, what does that do? If there's some trace amount, say, of heroin in your body, scalar energy will serve to break down those chemical bonds, that residual, that trace amount of heroin in your body. So your body then is no longer craving heroin because we can break it down. We can disassemble it. Okay. And then secondly, scalar energy seems to have a profound influence upon our brain waves, upon our psyche. So scalar energy allows us to change the way we think. It really serves to correct our conscious. In many ways, scalar energy will have a profound effect upon our beta waves, our theta waves, our brain waves. And in so doing, it seems to be able to change, to correct our conscious, but also to change our thinking in many ways. So there really, again, there's two pillars. We can We can change, we can break down the chemical bonds of a drug, and we can also change our conscience. It seems that scalar energy has that ability to change our brain waves or to balance our seven chakras.
Okay. Yeah, because usually when you're addicted, there's the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual layers. So you're saying that scalar energy can break those down, basically, and correct the physical because you got to detox from all this stuff, and you got to change your thinking.
Yes.
That's really cool that scalar energy does that, because I know a lot of people who are addicted, a lot of people who could use this technology. That's awesome. Right. And people can maybe start with doing the 15 days of free treatment and going to creativestrength.us for that.
I would hope so, Amy. I can't be any more straightforward than what we are as of this radio broadcast. They're free 15-day treatments. If you have any questions, call me. Once again, I'll take your phone call. Just leave me a message. Area code 805-364-3051. I realize this is different. Yes, it is different. Yeah. Yes, it's groundbreaking. But try it. That's why it's free. That's why there's no obligation. I want to change the world. I'm trying to improve our welfare, people. We always want to see an advance. We want society to advance. We want to improve our welfare. Mm-hmm. So be a part of this movement. Help us. Work with us. I would love you to join us.
And, Tom, what unique experiences have you addressed when working with scalar energy in your laboratory? And I know you said you're always working on something new, correct?
I always am. In the past couple months, I've more or less perfected the ability to destroy not only germs, but worms, W-O-R-M-S, worms. Many people have infestation of worms. And what I've perfected is a technique whereby I go after the DNA of worms, and I actually scramble, I actually bring to a state of confusion the DNA of worms. And in so doing, the worm dies. And thereafter, people will expel, they'll actually have a bowel movement, and they will expel worms. So this shows me great promise. It's not quite the problem in this country, in North America, as it is in undeveloped nations.
Yeah.
Many people around the world are infested with worms. So that's another benefit that can be derived from scalar energy.
Wow, I didn't know. Yeah, when you're a kid, you get lice or you get, I know there's tapeworm that, some people joke, oh, I have a tapeworm, they eat too much. But, yeah, in other countries, I can't imagine that. That's so gross. I'm such a girl.
It's a sad fact of life. Again, in North America, that's not quite the problem that we have. There are some parts of the world where people are indeed suffering from worm infestation, and it can be deadly in some cases.
Yes, it can be. I've watched those programs on one of those Discovery channels. Monsters inside of me, and you're like, I'm not going to a foreign country anytime soon after watching those programs. But yeah, there are infestations, and they're scary. But scalar energy can be used to break that down. I want to touch a little bit about chakra balancing. How do you help people with chakra balancing, or is it just part of the scalar energy, minutia here that we're talking about?
One of the features that I've seen with scalar energy, in particular with the instruments I've developed, is the ability of a high-powered scalar energy instrument to balance, to harmonize the seven chakras. Everybody has seven chakras. Now, what is a chakra? It's a point of light. It's a collection of scalar energy. So when you're speaking about seven chakras, it's really seven central nervous systems of the body, in which, if you will, it's a collection of scalar energy. So when you're working with a scalar energy instrument, it automatically has a profound impact upon the seven chakras, which are likewise composed of scalar energy. So it's my experience that one of the features that I offer is a chakra balancing, because scalar energy automatically reprograms our seven chakras. It's quite profound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is, because that's the work that I do with one of the healing modalities that I use. I try to balance the chakras. And sometimes if one chakra is out, everything, that whole area is going to be affected. You know, people don't get that. Like, you know, your root chakra, then you wonder why you're not feeling rooted to the earth, or the heart chakra.
Right.
Tom, do you work with scalar energy? Do you work with heart issues or anything like that?
I do not have a direct control over heart function. I would say where I can benefit somebody is really twofold. If there's a bacterial infection in the heart, I can improve that condition. Mm-hmm. I can easily destroy bacteria and viruses that attack heart muscle. And then secondly, in some minor feature,
cases,
the chakra balancing seems to have some type of subtle way of regulating heartbeat. Now, I can't promise that with everybody.
Right, you
but
can't.
But this
no.
is what I've noticed.
Right, and that's part of the chakra balancing. I've noticed, like I said, if your chakra is out in, you know, maybe your solar plexus, which is, I believe, your stomach, you know, you can balance that out. Once those are in balance, usually the physical body, in my experience, comes together.
Yes, thank you. All, as you said, everything really works hand in hand. You cannot separate the spiritual from the mental, the cognitive, the mental from the physical. All has to work together in harmony. So that's This is what I love about scalar energy. It's not just a process whereby we destroy germs. We're also improving the psyche of people. We're also reprogramming the brain waves by the chakra balancing. So it really is, if you want to use the term integrative medicine or holistic medicine, it's touching all pertinent and necessary states of being, our spiritual, our cognitive, our emotional, our physical.
Exactly, because it does go work at hand in hand. Just because you go to the doctor for maybe you have an arrhythmia or erratic heartbeat, there's something going on. Because I know they used to shock my aunt's heart. She had an arrhythmia, and they would have to go in the electrical system of the heart, which baffles me, you know, that we have an electrical system in our body. And maybe that's what scalar energy is doing too, maybe balancing our our own electrical system in the body.
Yes, thank you. We do. And that's what people are now starting to realize. The body is just so profound. The mind is so profound. And when it all works in harmony, it's to our benefit. This is what I'm trying to achieve, perfect health. And I'm not just concentrating on one facet, if you will. I want to look at the entire overlay of mind, soul, and body. That's the key issue. Perfect health by addressing so many different issues. That's the key element. That's integrative medicine at its best.
Right. Well, Tom, we're about to close the show, so tell people about your free offer, where they can find you, and how they can take advantage of this innovative technology or this innovative modality. I'm going to call it modality.
Sure. Thank you, modality. Once again. Amy, before we conclude, thank you again for the opportunity to speak to your audience. If you would like to call me, my phone number, area code 805-364-3051, what Amy and I are offering are 15 days of free scalar energy treatments. Anybody in the world can upload a photograph. All you have to do is email a photograph. Email that photograph to creativestrength.us. It could be a photograph of your face, your hand, your foot. As long as some part of your skin is photographed, that's all I need. And I will treat you for 15 days. Now, when you sign up, provide your email address so we can send you daily updates. We can send you treatment notices and explain to you what we're doing on a daily basis. Again, the website for the free treatments, creativestrength.us.
Wow, that's great, Tom. Well, Tom, it's always an honor to have you on the show. It's always great to talk with you. You always enlighten me, and I'm sure I enlighten you with some of my questions.
You do. You do.
Yes. So,
it's a lively conversation. I always appreciate this hour. Thank you, Amy.
Oh, thank you, Tom. And once again, this is Amy Toy. Angel Answers, if anyone needs me, I'm amytoy.com, amytoy.com. Thanks, everybody.